The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you to Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting set for some high school basketball this evening on Care Radio. We're in the Northeast Kansas League as Jefferson County North plays host to Oskaloosa. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you courtside. It is so good to have you along with us. First semester winding down. These teams have a game or two left before the semester break. And this is going to be a good one right here between a couple of teams that are very geographically close to one another. It's going to be a couple of very well-matched games and a tremendous crowd on hand here to enjoy it all this evening. I'm glad to be here to share it all with you. And certainly we're going to step right up and preview the fact that tomorrow it's going to be Benedictine basketball on Care Radio as the Ravens will be up in the Nolan Gymnasium, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, free admission. Bring a canned good or something like that if you like to. They're taking donations for Catholic Charities, but otherwise, come on in for free and watch Benedictine tomorrow. Again, the guys at 2, the ladies at 4, Clark coming to town. That said, both teams are out of the court going through some pregame warm-up drills. Let me bring you the starters for the visitors. The Oskaloosa Lady Bears under head coach Tanya Kramer, her assistant, with Tanya Kramer and Kevin Lane. It's going to be Oskaloosa starting Hallie Wright and Paris Marsh, Michaela Boyd, Emma Vogel, and Lex Massal. For Jefferson County North and head coach Steve Knoll, his assistant Rich Jobbins, you're going to have a couple of seniors out there. As a matter of fact, three seniors with Clara Johnson, Abby Laird, and Emily Langley. And then sophomore Riley Thompson and freshman Taylor Schrick. J.C. coming into the ball game this evening, 2-2 on the season, 2-1 in the conference. Oskaloosa comes in 3-1 on the season, but similarly 2-1 in the NEKL. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Tip-off for high school hoops tonight here on Kent Radio right after this.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right?
Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with a tire professional at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
Back with us again here on Care Radio. High school hoops coming up, and when we're through with our two games tonight, you know what you really need to do? Well, you need to stick around for the Care Radio high school basketball scoreboard show. It's really not just the Care Radio; it's the whole big family of stations. It's going to be bringing the scores and reports from all of the games going on around the area, including games like the Hiawatha game at Holton tonight, Jeff West at Sabetha, Nemaha Central, Perry, LeCompton, Royal Valley, Riverside. Jonathan West is going to be at Valley Heights, ACCHS, McLeod, Jackson Heights at Horton, Pleasant Ridge is in Atchison at Marhill Mount Academy, Atchison's at Sumner tonight. So, yeah, lots of games going on around the area, and you'll be able to get scores, recaps, and such here on the high school basketball scoreboard show tonight. So stick around and enjoy that. Public address announcers finished with the introductions of the starters to the crowd. And as I mentioned earlier, tremendous crowd on hand. These two schools just a few miles apart. All these players and families all know one another. So they got a lot of history. It makes these games particularly enjoyable as they get together. Coming into the center circle to jump it off for JCN. Where JCN is going to be Emily Langley. It'll be Lex Masal stepping in for Oskaloosa. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Fisher coming to the center circle. Ball is up, tip of the way, and we're underway. Oskaloosa is going to control this thing down quickly. Over to the left side, it's going to be right. Puts a jump shot, no good. And a rebound tipped around, battle for it. JCN will clear it away. Lady Chargers into the fourth, going from right to left across your dial here in the opening half. Long pass over to the left edge. Lobbed back to the right. Taken over there by Riley. Thompson will pivot with the left foot. Dump it in a side corner. Driving in, it's going to be Claire Johnson. Baseline jump shot. No follow shot is up. Parsley deflected and rebound cleared away. Oskaloosa. Here comes Allie Wright. Breakaway. Driving right side. Lays up good. Allie Wright's going to have the first bucket of the ball game. And Oskaloosa has broken out on top a half a minute in. 2-0. JCN will bring it up the floor, facing a little pressure. They'll dish it back over to the right side. Now underneath, all alone, kissing it off the window on the left side, Emily Langley. And as quickly as that, we are tied at 2. Still just over 7 minutes to play, opening quarter. Up court pass is going to be gotten to and slapped out of bounds by the Lady Chargers. Riley Thompson got a hand on it, tipped it into the crowd, over into the student section. And officials are waiting for everybody to kind of get back out of the way and give the players a little bit of room to get this thing in bounds. Just right at the base of the JCN team bench. Oscars has out on top, and then it's going to be Marsh. Paris has the ball stolen away from her. JCN runs it up the floor. Chargers taking it down the left side. It's going to be Clara Johnson. Goes into the lane, puts up a shot. Masal with a block and commits the foul. Our officials coming over to let us know it is Lex Masal foul number one and a team foul one by either team here tonight. 6:48 to go in the opening quarter. The officials indicated 33, but is it just three? Okay, just three. Let's fix that. Then it's going to be Hallie Wright picking up the foul, not Lex. We'll make a little note of that. One more shot coming up for JC in, first one in, second one, neither one in, second shot, follow shot, no, rebound. Take it out off the board. Here comes Oskaloosa. Michaela Boyd. Outlet to down the floor. Right side shot high off the window, no good. The sound rebounds it down and has it batted out of her hand. It'll be taken away by JCN and a bump. The ball's going to be knocked out of bounds and lost off the fingertips of Claire Johnson. Back it comes to Oskaloosa. We're still tied at 2. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Oski brings it in. It's going to be Marsh to inbound it out on top to right. Michaela Boyd back over to Marsh. They look inside. JCN in the 2-3 zone here in the early part of the game. The feed to the left side of the free throw line. The ball's going to be knocked free. Clara comes up with it. Outlets it down the floor. Here comes the running shot up. Won't go for Taylor Schreck. And we're going to get a foul. Second foul of the game by Oskaloosa. And this is going to be a second quick foul by Hallie Wright. The Oskaloosa sophomore has 2, and the first free throw rims out. Will not go in for Taylor. JC 0-for-3 at the free throw line here in the early going of the game. 6:18 to play, opening quarter. One more shot coming here for Taylor. And that one is going to be just a little bit short, and I have to put it in play down to the baseline. Taylor Schreck is a freshman, getting a nod for JC. And Chargers starting 3 seniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. Here's a 3-point shot, high arcing, but a little off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound pulled down to the left side of the lane, and a travel call. Coming down with the rebound was Michaela Boyd, but JC reaches in, gets a hand on it, forces the travel, and against full court pressure, it'll be Lady Charger basketball. It comes in on the left side. Now they'll get it to Abby. Laird with a deep in the backcourt. Tries to thread the needle, but her pass is going to be stolen. Oskaloosa trying to save it in the corner. Walking a tight rope, able to keep it in play. 5:55 to go in the opening quarter. Still a 2-2 ball game, and Oskaloosa will turn it over. You can feel these teams maybe playing a little tight. They both feel like they got a shot to win this one here tonight. And it is with 5:50 now to go in the opening quarter. Tied at 2. JC in into the forecourt, just across the timeline. The feed's going to go over to the left side to Clara. Johnson into the lane. Their turnaround shot. Up, no, and another foul. Going to put Emily Langley on the free throw line. Each of our three officials is now called a foul. This one is going to be on Oskaloosa's Michaela Boyd, her first. JC in looking to hit his first free throw of the night. They are 0-for-4. This one high, arcing, hits the back of the rim. They're now 0-for-5 at a free throw line. Emily Langley trying to get this one to drop. Emily Langley, Abby Laird, Clara Johnson, the 3 JC and seniors. Second free throw is up. Rattles in. So Langley with all 3 JC and points, and the Chargers go up 1 with 5:42 to play in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa down to the right side with it. It's going to be Michaela Boyd over to the left of Vogel. Now around to the left edge is going to be Marsh. Cross-court pass is going to get away. Tapped out of bounds by the Chargers. Going to come back in again in front of the JCN student section. Oskaloosa will send Michaela Boyd out of bounds to do the inbound work. And back on offense come the Lady Bears. 5.5 to go, first quarter. The ball's going to be knocked away from the south, taken by Laird. Here comes JCN. Clara Johnson will bring it into the forecourt, drives the right side of the line, kind of pushes off with a free hand. No foul calls, comes off on top. In the middle to Abby. Laird has 2 defenders surround her and wrenching the ball free. Oskaloosa is going to take it the other way. Paris Marsh down court. Lobs underneath the goal, and it's batted away by Abby, but it will get out of bounds before she's able to recover the basketball. Back into it will come to Oskaloosa at their offensive end. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Lots of up and down. Not a lot of points so far in this one. Oskaloosa will bring it in over to the right side. It'll be right with it. Takes it to the wing. Marsh back down to right. Little left head dribble toward the top. Looks a little uncomfortable. The ball's going to be knocked away out of her hands by Taylor Schreck. Oskaloosa putting it back in play again. 4:50 to play in the first quarter. Inbound pass thrown into a lot of white jerseys. Stolen by JCN. Bringing it down the court. Emily scores it. And is fouled from behind. So Emily Langley, give her the bucket and a plus one. And the foul is going to be on Michaela Boyd. So Oskaloosa has 14 fouls, 2 each on Hallie Wright and Michaela Boyd. And before the free throw is shot, we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Joseph taking our first break of the night. Coming here at 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. It is JCN 5, Oskaloosa 2.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da! A second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Welcome back to Free Throw. It's something good by Emily Langley. And JCN stretches its lead out of 6-2. 4:40 to go and rolling along here around the midpoint of the opening quarter. Chargers up by 4. JCN's going to stick with that zone defense. Working pretty well for them. They'll feed over to the right block. Oskaloosa's with the ball now underneath the goal to Masao. She'll dump it over to the left side, and Masao will step on the baseline. It'll come back in again to Jefferson County North. 4:26 to play in the first. Of course, keep in mind the guys' game coming up after this one as we have high school hoops doubleheaders here on care. Oskaloosa quickly back on defense. JCN blows down the floor. Quick runner from the right side is up too soft and followed up and in. Again, a bucket by Emily Langley, and she's having a huge start to the game. It is 8-2 Lady Chargers. We are midpoint of the opening quarter. And those 8 points all belong to Emily Langley. 4 minutes to go, and now inside, and they're going to get a traveling call as that JCN defense collapses down on the baseline, forcing a turnover. Lady Chargers with the momentum early in the game, up a half a dozen now. Weaving into the forecourt is going to be Claire. Her pass batted away by Masao. They were looking down low to get it back to Emily. Masao saw that pass coming, got into the passing lane, slapped the ball free. Oskaloosa up the floor, launching a three from the right side that won't drop, and a rebound is going to be lost out of bounds back to the Lady Bears. Substitutions coming back into the game. We're going to get Abby Laird back in. Allie Wright returns to the floor. Abby's coming back in there. And I've got Karina in the game now. Karina Johnson. Also Gwen Blattner. A couple of freshmen coming in for Coach Steve Noel. 3-point shot wide to the right side. Caught on the fly by Gwen Blattner. And here comes JCN. Is that not who that was? Is that 15? Is that 11? Oh, Carly. Okay, Carly's in there, too. They're all three of those freshmen. Here's a shot in the middle. I think that was Clara, I believe. Clara Johnson makes it a 10-2. JCN lead. Down to 3:15 to play in the first. Feet over to the right side. Oskaloosa having no luck getting in the middle against his zone defense. And so they've been putting up these three-point shots. They feed now to Lex. She's got it on the right block. Twists and turns and... I thought maybe she was going to travel, but they're going to call instead a foul on Gwen. So Blattner's going to have her first foul, and that is the first JCN foul of the ball game, coming with exactly 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. The ball coming in play down to the baseline for the Lady Bears. It'll be triggered in by Paris Marsh. Paris will feed it in. Lex off the window, and good. Lex Masao utilizing her good height. Lex probably 5'11 out there, makes it 10-4, and we're at the 2:50 mark of the opening quarter. Up court pass, out of bounds, back it'll come to JCN. Lady Chargers have it just into the forecourt on the far side. Out on top of it is going to come Clara. Johnson will lob it deep down to the baseline left, the drive into the baseline, the shot is up and deflected by Masao. Basically knocked out of the hands of Blattner. Here comes the Lady Bears, dash over to the right side. Again, thinking about the three, not doing it. Pass underneath, and a foul perhaps on Abby. Let our official make the call here and make certain we got the right person. It will be Abby Laird's first foul of the game. And two free throws for Michaela Boyd. Oskaloosa trying to cut into that JCN lead, and they'll cut it by one there with that first free throw. Emily Langley will rotate back in for the Lady Chargers, and they're going to have a little extra height as she comes in, and Gwen Blattner, the freshman, checks out. One more free throw for Michaela. It is on its way off the back of the rim, and a rebound will be slapped out of bounds off Oskaloosa. 10-5, Jeff North. 2.5 to play in the first quarter. Full court pressure continues to be applied by Oskaloosa. Well, that was a nice play. Coming up the floor, a little skip pass. Clara coming down the court has her shot blocked again by Michelle. Here comes Oskaloosa down the floor. Oski dashes it over to the right side. They have gone to the bench and have brought Lexi Bradshaw in. Here's a turnaround shot that's going to be up and good. It is now 10-7, and Oskaloosa is on a 5-0 run. 2 minutes to go in the first. Quickly to the right side, JC, and they're not taking the long shot. Here's a 15-footer, rattles home for Clara Johnson, and she's got four. It is 12-7, down to 1:50 to go in the first. Oskaloosa, right side, three-point shot, online and in. Michaela Boyd for three. And suddenly it is 12-10, and 1:40 to go. That JC, an eight-point lead, has been whittled to a pair, and the ball stolen. Here comes Masal, driving down against Johnson. Shot missing, follow shot missing, and a foul underneath on Laird. So Oskaloosa has come roaring back from an eight-point deficit, and with these two free throws has a chance to tie this thing up. First one, off the back. One more shot coming here for Emma Vogel. We're going to see Oskaloosa bring Jenna Southery into the game. We're also going to see in for JC and Quinn Blattner coming back in. Second free throw rolls out, won't go. And we have a violation on the free throw and a reprieve. One more shot coming. So lane violation by JC and is going to give a second opportunity to Emma Vogel. Her first one not real close. Her second one was almost there. So maybe the third one, she's kind of getting the range dialed in a little bit. It is up. There it is. I figured maybe she was going to do that because she was zeroing in on her shot. It is 12-11. So JC leads it by one with 1.5 to go. In the first quarter, the ball knocked away. It's on the floor. Chargers able to pick it up. Good hustle. Quick three. Clara, no. Rebound underneath. Pull him down. Follow shot up by Langley. Got it. Emily Langley. She has been the answer for JC in this whole first quarter. And with 1:10 to play in the first, she's given her team a three-point lead again. Oskaloosa right side with Boyd. Sniping into the lane. No room. Back to Boyd. She'll go three. Too strong. And a rebound taken down off the floor by Paris Marsh. Brings it back out on top. Oskaloosa is going to continue to maintain control of the basketball. Swings it down to Boyd. Into the lane. Traveling. Getting a little too much movement of the feet in there is Jenna. Inside the last minute of the opening quarter. Lady Chargers with the basketball, leading it by three. Into the forecourt. The ball is going to be batted away, knocked out of bounds. A little collision right in front of Oskaloosa and Oskaloosa bench and Coach Kevin Lane. Ball comes in on top. Chase Dean will work the outside. Probably going to be patient here. Well, maybe not too patient. A quick three goes up. Thought they'd work the clock, but they did not. Take the three-point shot. Doesn't go. Vogel will come down with a rebound. Goes to the other end of the floor where she launches a shot that doesn't go in but does draw the foul. I think it's probably what Vogel really had in mind, thinking if it goes in, well, that's fine. But instead, she draws a foul on Clara Johnson. And Emma, who's one of two at the free throw line tonight, coming to the line for a couple of more shots. 1:30 to go in the opening quarter. First one, airborne, off the window and good. How about that? Chase Dean will take Clara out of the game with that first foul. Going to bring Curly Porter in. Oskaloosa makes a couple of substitutions also. We're down to 1:30 to go. One more free throw for Oskaloosa's Emma Vogel on its way. Hits the side of the rim, won't go down, and the rebound cleared away by Emily Langley. 27, 26, 25 seconds left in the opening quarter. Skip pass over to the right side. Now the dish off the block. Back out on top. Langley over to the left side. Baseline rainbow shot up short. Offensive board followed up. Nope. And a foul. We have seen a ton of fouls in this first quarter. It'll be Lexmas foul for Oskaloosa. And that will be her first foul. 14-12, JCN. The first free throw goes all the way around but rims out for Curly Porter. Curly with one more shot coming here. Takes her time. And second one won't go in either. Rebound tipped out by Masal. Pulled down by Oskaloosa's Paris Marsh. Marsh will drive it all the way down the floor. 10 seconds. Feeds in the middle of Masal. Has it batted away. And we get another foul by JCN. That is now 10 opening quarter fouls. Both teams are in a bonus. And Oskaloosa coming to the free throw line with 7 seconds to go in the first quarter. This foul is going to be on Taylor Schrick. Get a free throw. It's no good by Masal. Seven seconds left in the first. Paris Marsh and Lexi Bradshaw come over and talk to Coach Lane. Second free throw by Masal is good. And it's down 14-12. JC's going to have to hurry to get any kind of a shot off. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They have no idea how much time's left. And it's going to go out of bounds inside a second to go. And Oskaloosa, with this kind of time left, there's only time for a tip. And a substitution coming in at this point is going to be an interesting move. 0.3 on the scoreboard clock. It'll come in, it'll be down, and that's going to do it. Opening quarter in the book. After one here in Winchester, Kansas, the Jefferson County North Lady Chargers, 14, Oskaloosa, 13.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Have you with us here in Winchester, Kansas. It is a 14-13 game as they go to the second quarter. Oskaloosa being led by Michaela Boyd and Emma Vogel, each with 4-3 for Lex Masal and 2 for Hallie Wright. For JC, and it has been Emily Langley's show. How about that? 10 opening quarter points. The other 4 belong to Clara Johnson. We're set to go to the second quarter. JCN is going to bring it in playing. We're back at it. Lady Chargers with the basketball. Top side long pass over to the right. It's going to be batted away and scored by Oskaloosa. And as they try to come up the court, we're going to have a first foul of the second quarter coming 11 seconds in. And we saw a lot of fouls already tonight. Well, we've seen one more here. And that is going to be first foul of the second quarter and second foul of the ball game by Clara Johnson. So Clara has 2 and Abby Laird has 2 for JCN. Oskaloosa, Michaela Boyd, and Hallie Wright, each with 2 fouls already tonight. 7:40 to go in the half. Oskaloosa basketball out on top. It's going to be Hallie Wright. Dumps it over to the right side. Deep into the right corner. Feeds into Masal in the lane. She spins and turns and travels. It'll come back in again to Jefferson County North. Full court pressure applied by the Lady Bears. Now Jason is going to switch up on the inbound, and Claire Johnson will bring it in. Skips it over to the right side. The ball quickly into the forecourt. Right side, Taylor Schrick. She'll go all the way to the baseline. Wants to get it to Clara. We'll turn around and shoot instead, and it rolls in. Nicely done by Taylor Schrick, her first bucket of the game. 15-12, JCN. 7:15 to go. Opening quarter, the feed in, Masao, high off the backboard, no good. Rebounding again is going to be Clara. 1 minute gone in the second quarter. JC and back up the floor with it. Over to the right side is going to be Schrick. Taylor works her way toward the baseline. Gets doubled up down there. Holds the ball high above her head. Spins side to side. Gets it away to Riley Thompson. Riley's cross court pass is going to be stolen by Michaela Boyd. Boyd comes down to right side. Bodied up, blocked up, and there's going to be the foul underneath. And that is going to be on Emily. So Langley coming down the court slowly. She probably didn't make the best decision at jumping in front and then seeing if she could slow down the drive on the other end of the floor. First free throw is going to be good for Michaela Boyd. It'll be her fifth point of the game. 16-14. Check a free throw. Yeah. Six forty-five to go. Rolling along, the feet over to the left side, and that was a good bit of defense for Oskaloosa's Michaela Boyd. She saw where it was going. They were working for Langley just inside the left block. She saw where that ball was going, got a hand on it, tied it up, jump ball called underneath, and back it'll come to Oskaloosa. It is a one-point game. 6.5 to play. Now the ball stolen back by JCN, and back the other way we come. Down to the baseline, and tied up, jump ball, possession arrow, Chargers. 6:23 to go in the opening quarter, or opening half, 6:23 to go. At a one-point game, it'll be JCN ball coming in down to the baseline. Looking to bring it in, it's going to be Riley Thompson. Riley brings it in, right block, and again, they bring it in down low to Emily Langland. By down low, I mean not only down low inside the block, but also down low at the waist. And quickly, a defender is able to reach in, tie it up. Jump ball back to Oskaloosa. Lady Chargers need to lob that inbounds more up into the air and make it more difficult for everybody to get a hand on it. And now on the other end of the court, it's going to be stolen away by JCN. So plenty of fouls, plenty of turnovers early in this game. 6 minutes to go in the half. It is 16-15. Jeff North by one. Three-point shot, Clara, too strong. And rebound, pulled down, followed up, missed. Rebound, pulled down, followed up, missed, and a foul. Langley had the rebound, and as she followed it up, Massal was behind her. And thought maybe the foul's going to be on her, but the pitch comes over and says it's on Emma Vogel. So that's a big deal for Oskaloosa. It will be the first foul on Emma Vogel. Free throw, up, not good. One more shot coming for Emily. Langley has not scored yet in the second quarter, 5:52 to go. Clara Johnson, Abby Laird rotate out for head coach Steve Nolan. The Chargers continue to bring fresh faces into the game. Second free goes up and short, and a nice job of boxing out by Oskaloosa. Paris Marsh comes up with a rebound. The drive coast to coast. The two-handed layup is going to miss. Rebound followed up. Miss. Rebounding it down is going to be Jefferson County Norris. Langley coming out with the basketball in the outlet. Quickly down the floor. Jason. So see who puts up the outside shot. With Clara out of the game, here's the baseline jumper. Won't fall, and getting her own rebound back is going to be Blattner. Now she's on the floor. Defenders are on the floor with her. And we're going to get a foul on Oskaloosa's Michaela Boyd. Team foul two, but for Michaela, a bigger deal. Personal foul number three for Oskaloosa's starter, Michaela Boyd. Chargers bring it into their offensive end, and it comes in to Emily. Langley swings it over to the left side. Karina Johnson back off on top. Taylor, the pass batted, but saved by Jeff North. The skip pass comes out on top. Marina Johnson's going to save it there. Kick it back over to Schrick. 5 minutes to play in the opening half. To the right side, the long two, the travel first. Okay. Well, Carly Porter was squaring up to get that long two-point shot off as she had a two on the line. It was going to be just a two. Shovel the feet just a little bit, turning it back over. Masao returned to the floor for Oskaloosa, And Emma Vogel with those 3,000 is going to check out. Inside five to go in the first half. Oski baseline left. Runner up and no good. And it's going to be a turnover again by Oskaloosa. Into the game, we're going to find Lexi Bradshaw coming in. And Jenna Southery will come into the game for the Bears and Coach Lane. 4:50 to go in the first half. Jefferson County North in possession of the basketball, leading by a single digit at 16-15. Nobody's put anything on the board in a very long time, and now we're going to get a travel call against JCN. No one has scored now in over 2 minutes of this game. Sal right back into the lineup, and suddenly we'll check out. She was not out for rest. She was out to get a couple of words from coach. Both teams now with players at the scores table, and we're at 4.5 to go in the first half. The lob to the right block, batted away by Abby Laird. They look for Masal. JCN is going to bring Clara back in and Riley Thompson back in. Oskaloosa will rotate Michaela Boyd back into the game. So both teams pretty much have the starters out there right now with 4:33 to go. Only Michaela Boyd for Oskaloosa. Or she's back in there with those three fouls. That's surprising. There's a shot up, blocked away, rebounding it down, Jeff North. Boyd's going to have to be very careful, three fouls. 4:25 to go in the half. Chase in, skip pass right side. Take it down low, Riley Thompson. Riley starts to fall, but luckily Taylor Schrick is right there to take the pass, and then she'll drive over and step on the sideline. So again, lots of up and down, but no points scored now in, well, we're 2.5 going on 3 minutes now since anyone has put anything on the board. Halfway through the second quarter, the feed goes into the lane, the shot off the window, but it won't drop, and on the rebound, Masal climbs the ladder and goes over Gwen Blattner. Masal has foul number 2, and Oskaloosa has team foul 3 of the second quarter. Boyd, Vogel, and Masal each of the third quarter, or the second quarter foul. Here comes Jeff North. Clara Johnson brings it up, stops a step above the top of the key, swings it right side, Taylor Schrake. She'll put the shot on its way. It's too strong. And rebound cleared by Oskaloosa. Terrace Marsh sweeps it down and brings it into the forecourt. Marsh will dump it off on top, gets it there to Hannah Wright. Wright goes left side inside the arc. Long two-point shot is up, wide to the right side. Rebound is going to be flat back in play, saved by Marsh. Her runner's off the window, but no good. Another offensive rebound, and a reach in, and a foul on the floor by Jefferson County North. The offensive board had been pulled down, but before the follow shot could go up, Riley Thompson will pick up her first foul of the night, and it'll be the third, the second quarter foul by J.C., and so each team with three fouls in the quarter, and Masal's shot rolls around, and it goes in. Lex has five. And for the first time since it was 2-0, Oskaloosa has a lead in the game at 17-16. 3 minutes and 20 to go in the opening half, but JCN has not scored in 4 minutes. The pass comes out top side, the look to the middle, and right through the wickets goes the pass. It'll be stolen by Oskaloosa. Masal drives down, gets a nice screen, shoots it up and in. Masal gets the bucket, but I'm giving all the credit in the world to that screen that was set up down the floor by Wright. It is now 19-16. Charges at the baseline, falling away, the bucket by Langley is up and good. And Emily Langley will have a chance to tie this game for JCN. She hits the bucket. It's going to be the third foul by Masal. So for Oskaloosa, both Michaela Boyd and Lex Masal with 3 fouls each and still 2:49 to go in the second quarter. The free throw, perfect. Emily Langley. Now at 13 points. JCN has scored only 5 second quarter points, but they've tied the game at 19. 2 minutes and 40 to go before the half. Oski over to the left side. It's going to be Marsh with it. Skip pass comes out on top to right. She'll cut into the lane, puts the shot up, blocked! The ball on the floor, picked up JCN. Here comes Clara. Drives all the way to the rack. Shoots and scores. Clara Johnson, 21-19. And JCN, a moment ago down 3, has pushed it back to a 2-point lead. 2:15 left in the half. Doc Clara's going to come up with a steal. Stepped in front of the pass. First to the left, then to the right. Goes inside the defender. Her driving lamp is up and no good. But Clara's going to go way out on top to retrieve the loose basketball, and Jay Zeta's going to reset the offense. Back over to the left side with it. Riley Thompson looks to the middle. The feed to the right block. The running shot won't drop, but we're going to get a foul call on Oskaloosa. Coming to the near side, it will be foul number one by Paris Marsh. Lady Chargers back at the free throw line, 4-2. First one is good. And it's Taylor Schreck, after missing her first couple of free throws earlier in the game, will hit that one. She has three, and the Chargers go up by three. Second one, got them both, 23-19. Jefferson County North with a minute 50 to go first half. Oskaloosa in the traveling royal blue with black and white lettering and trim. JC to the home white with that Kelly green. Here comes the Chargers off the miss. They come up with a defensive rebound, and they're kicking it the other way. The swing pass over to the left side into the hands of Taylor. Schreck with a left-hand dribble goes all the way down to the baseline. Side of the lane, brings it over to the wing. Gets it there to Langley. He's playing it outside. Top side, Clara. Jukes her defender. Jumps it right. Jump shot up. Off the mark, no. Offensive board underneath. Followed up and put home by Taylor Schreck. Taylor's got a half a dozen, all of them in the second quarter. And JC has raced back to a 25-19 lead. With a minute 10 to go in the half. A three from straight away. Off the mark. Charger rebound. This time it's boarded down by Blattner. Here comes Jeff North. Oskaloosa used a lot of gas in coming back from behind, and they seem to be a little winded here. They made that big comeback trailing by eight not long ago, took a lead, and since they took a lead, Jay Cena has roared back. And now we're going to get a jump ball underneath the Jeff North bench, or Jeff North basket. Chargers have rolled off nine unanswered points against Oskaloosa, leading it now 25-19. 43 seconds left, second quarter. JCN looking to bring it in, has to bring it in deep into the left corner, comes back off on top. Schreck has it, skips it to the right side of the lane, falling away, the shot by Langley, nope, but she gets fouled. And see, Emily has learned. She's got the height, she's got the reach. When she has a chance, you go up with the shot. Maybe you hit it, maybe you don't. Likely you draw the foul. That's what you did there. It'll be the first on Jenna Sutherly. First free throw is up and good. And Emily Langley continues to lead all scorers. She's now at 14. 26-19, Lady Chargers. 36 seconds left, now 27. She'll get them both. 27-19. And JCN equals its largest lead of the game. They've rolled up now 11 and answer. Here's a pass out on top, and Oskaloosa will turn it over. Chargers with a chance to add to their advantage with what very likely you think might be the final possession of the first half. Jeff North brings it in. Topside with it is going to be Karina Johnson. Karina, the freshman. Goes left side to Carly Porter, another freshman. Back out on top, Riley Thompson, only a sophomore. This JC team is young. And now the skip pass is intercepted, stolen, driving it down the floor. Great speed from behind by Riley Thompson to bat that ball away, averting what looked like it was just going to be an absolutely uncontested layup by Hallie Wright. But Oskaloosa is going to have it into their baseline. 9 seconds left, opening half. They're down eight. Love to cut that lead. The cross-court pass with four, the feet in the middle, and another foul called. This whistle is going to be on J.C. and Riley Thompson. I've got her for two. It'll be team foul four. So with 4 seconds left in the opening quarter, Oskaloosa will bring it in, launch a three. That's off the mark. J.C. pulls it down and will not get a shot off as we come to halftime. It's intermission in Winchester. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you as the two teams head for the locker room. It is the Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 27, JC and Oskaloosa 19.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Aaron Winchester. Halftime of the girls game finds Jeff North out in front, 27-19, as the guys' teams come out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we'll have the boys game after this one. But right now, with our focus on the girls contest, let's recap the opening half scoring. For Oskaloosa, it is Lex Massal leading the way with 7. Hot on her heels, Michaela Boyd with 6. 4 in the opening half for Emma Vogel and 2 for Hallie Wright. For Jefferson County North, what a half by Emily Langley. She has been strong in the middle and has 15 at the break. 6 apiece for both Clara Johnson and Taylor Schrick. And that rounds out the scoring for JCN. Fouls, another problem. Both teams have had quite a few fouls called against them. JCN, 3 players with 2 apiece. But for Oskaloosa, they have 2 key starters, each with 3. Michaela Boyd and Lex Massal, 3 fouls apiece, their 2 leading scorers. That said, stick with us. Second half of the ladies' game coming up live, and then it'll be the boys' game. Do not go away. But right now with the intermission score in Winchester, JCN's Lady Chargers 27, Oskaloosa's Lady Bears 19. Back we go to Joseph at the K-Radio Sports Studios. It's a Friday night halftime.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to Tom Couts on the side of the court out in Winchester, Kansas, in just a couple of moments. I did want to mention that we've got a couple of games coming up that you surely do not want to miss. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine College versus William Penn tip-off for the women's game is 2 p.m. Tip-off for the men's should be sometime right around 4 p.m. Remember, this is a charity event. Make sure that if you're heading up to the Nolan, the games here in town, of course, to make sure that you take some non-perishable food items for the Catholic Charities organization here in town. Let's make sure that we fill their larders. And again, on Tuesday, we've got Benedictine College versus Baker as well. Those games have a 5:30 tip for the women's. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. We'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the pew scores that I've got reporting tonight.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taking a look around the area, we've got an overtime win. It is just coming in. It was the Jefferson West Tigers at 40 points over the Sabetha Blue Jays Ladies 37. It was an overtime game. We've got 32 seconds left in the Horton-Jackson County game. The Chargers are on top at 48 seconds to Jackson County or Jackson Heights Cobras. Current 43. And again, we've got 32 seconds left in that girls' game. In the one final that I do have to report, the Hiawatha Redhawks beat the Holton Wildcats ladies with a final score of Hiawatha 38, Holton 32. And at this game, at the half, we are sitting with JCN ladies leading at 27 points to Oskaloosa's 19. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows around 37, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for isolated rain showers again tomorrow, 45. Lows dip down to about 26. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear and dry, Sunday and Monday, upper 40s, Sunday, low 40s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Subcur with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we've still got a little bit of light rain showing up on radar. We have sitting at 45 degrees currently. It feels like 42 out there. Winds are out of the north-northeast at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 98%, the dew point 44 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is currently falling at 30.18 inches of mercury. We've got Tom Kautz, who's going to be coming back with us in just a moment. We will take a real quick message, and then we'll be heading to Tom.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023.
That's all there is.
We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to the Jefferson County North High School Gymnasium, where the Chargers and the Bears are underway. Quickly, the ball comes in to Oskaloosa. They launch an immediate three. It does not go in. J.C. is going to take it to the other end of the floor. 7:44 to go in the opening half, or in the third quarter, rather, just into the second half. Chargers try to feed into the middle. Again, they're going to be looking for Emily Langley. That's what they're going to be looking for all night. Here's a little breakaway. The running shot is going to go up and in on the other end of the floor. Nicely done by the Lady Bears, and they're going to have the first bucket of the second half. 27-21. 7:27 to go here in the third quarter. Here's a jumper from the left side for three. No, followed up, and it won't go in. Rebound this time to JCN. You can see right away the decision for Oskaloosa. They're going to put the ball up a lot, and they're going to go quickly, and they're going to shoot from the outside, and they're going to try to score some points. Here's a drive across, little reverse layup, won't quite fall, and the rebound pulled down by Masal, and she gets tied up. Everybody falls to the floor, and did we got a foul? Did we have a jump? We got a foul call. So it's going to be on JCN, and I think it's on Riley Thompson, and if so, and it is, it'll be her third foul, first foul of the second half by either team. We are a minute into the third quarter, 27-21. Lady Chargers in front. Oskaloosa having the only second half point so far. The dish over to the left side, deep into the corner with it. Comes back off on top to Hallie Wright. Wright lobs back over to the left side, and we'll have a JCN foul. This one may be on Taylor. Taylor Schrick picking up her second foul. And a minute 15 into the second half, JCN has already picked up a pair of fouls. Riley Thompson's going to come out. Gwen Blattner returns for head coach Steve Noel and Jeff North. Lady Bears turn around from 14. Masal won't get it. And a rebound, Jeff North. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Blattner, and Taylor Schreck will bring it into the forecourt. Stop it between the circles. Kicks it back out on top. Clara Johnson works away to the left side. Keeps the dribble alive. Top of the key. Dumps it back over to the right. Now stepping inside. Down to the baseline. Little runner's going to be up and too short. Rebound Abby. Follows up. Doesn't get it. Rebound Abby had it. It was knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Back to Jefferson County North. Chargers are going to be putting it in play at their baseline. We're at 6:14 to go in the third quarter. 27-21. Lady Chargers out front. Gwen Blattner will inbound it for JCN. The freshman brings it over to the right side to Clara. Now underneath it will come to Langley. Her pass in the middle deflected. Taken away by Masal. Here comes Oskaloosa. Down the floor. Hallie Wright. Run, shoots, no. Rebound tipped around, and it'll be controlled down by JCN. Masal, next to Masal, nearly picks up another foul. She's reaching in very aggressively. Now comes in the play from behind, and we're going to have a jump ball called. Lex kind of playing with fire out there a little bit because she already has three personal fouls. And in all candor, Oskaloosa would really miss her height out on the floor if she picked up a fourth foul here early in the third quarter. Chargers putting it in play, leading it 27-21. Little jump shot is up, no good. But the follow will be the shot by Laird didn't go in, but Emily Langley will follow it home and is now 29-21. Again, the Chargers back up eight. They'll cross court past the door. Here's Clara. Stops, pops, scores. Clara Johnson with eight. And now the first double-digit lead of the ball game will belong to JCN with 5:28 to go in the third quarter. Masal will have it on the right side. She'll turn and score. Lex Masal at nine, 31-23. And we're at 5:15 and winding in the third quarter. Second half moving along at a pretty brisk pace. Don't forget, we still got a guys game coming up. Don't get away. Baseline three for Lady Chargers won't drop. And a rebound swept away by Paris Marsh. Here she comes down the floor. Feeds in the lane. 13-footer rims out. No good. Rebounding it down. Jefferson County North. clear the ball down is going to be Emily Langley. Langley will dish it off on top. Gets it there to Schrick. Taylor looks to the middle. Nobody there. Now needing some help, and trying to get rid of the ball. Will travel closely and well guarded by Emma Vogel. Vogel doing a nice job. Emma Vogel, not only a great basketball player, all-around athlete, she is a champion cross-country runner for the Lady Bears also as a fall sport. 4.5 to go. Baseline 3 off to the left side, and on the rebound, an Oskaloosa foul. I believe the whistle is going to be on 5. It will be Paris Marsh picking up a foul. Her second, and it'll be team foul 1 for the visitors here tonight in the third quarter. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to go in the third. 31-23, JCN with the ball and the lead of 8. They'll deal with some full-court pressure, getting it into the forecourt. Clara Johnson weaves her way all the way to the baseline, puts a runner up that misses, but Langley is there, and her follow shot, a rarity, doesn't go in. Here comes Oskaloosa back the other way with Michaela Boyd. Coast to coast, running shot, no, but she's able to draw the foul. Again, Oskaloosa looking to get the ball up quickly. The foul is going to be on Gwen Blattner. It'll be her second. Lady Charger, team foul 3. Free throw, airborne, yeah. Nicely done by Michaela Boyd. Michaela has hit 3 in a row, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, has 7 points. Second one is on its way, rattles in. So Boyd with 8, it is 31-25. And we're at 4:13 to go. And the inbound pass for JC, it turned over. Oskaloosa is going to have it back in. They'll dish it over to the right side. Deep in the corner, but it's going to be Hallie Wright. She'll put up a runner for the baseline right. Again, not hitting the bucket, but drawing the foul. And this is obviously the Oskaloosa game plan here coming out of the locker room for the second half. This is going to be foul 1 on Karina. But for JC and team foul 4, that's going to have Oskaloosa coming to the free throw line for the last 4:02 of the third quarter. The free throw here is up and a little bit short for Hallie Wright. Abby Laird is going to return to the floor for head coach Steve Knoll. Glenn Blattner will check out. JCN will have a decided height advantage on the floor with both Langley and Laird out there. The second free throw is good. So Hallie Wright will have her third point of the game, and it's 31-26. Oskaloosa battling tough here in the third quarter. Cutting into that JCN lead. Lob pass right side. Long 2. Up and perfect. Nicely done over on the right side by Carly Porter for 2. Her first points of the game. The shot on the other end will miss. Oskaloosa will rebound it down. And a jump ball is diving in to tie it up is going to be Karina Johnson. Riley Thompson coming back in. Taylor Schrick will come back in. Karina and Carly check out for Jeff Norrie. 3:44 to play. Third quarter. Oskaloosa putting the ball in play, trailing at 33-26. Back out top side. The baseline shot. 3. Got it from deep to the right corner. That's going to be an outside 3 for Hallie Wright. 33-29. 3:20 to go in the third. JCN works the perimeter against what is now an Oskaloosa. Looks like a little zone defense, and a runner from the right side is going to be up and in. The bucket for Taylor Schrick, and she's at 8. 35-29, 3 minutes left, third quarter. JC and sticking with their zone. Here's a 15-footer left side. Massal can't get it to drop in off the window. Rebounding it down, it's going to be the Chargers. Cleared down by Thompson, brought up by Johnson, and Clara gets it back to Riley. She'll run the ball clip from the 1. They feed inside. Beautiful interior position, and you hear the roar of the crowd as a block by Massal, but she also comes across after hitting the ball. She makes contact and picks up her 4th foul. That's a big one. Massal, foul number 4, personal foul number 4. It'll be team foul 2 here in the third quarter for the Lady Bears. Langley coming to the free throw line. First one, nice. That's what she does at the free throw line. She lofts it. It is very high. I mean, we're talking top of the backboard high, just way up, and it just drops down. Never touches iron. Scarcely moves the net. This one is up. Same thing. 19 now for Emily. 37-29. Jeff North. The feed to the right side of the free throw line. Brought back out on top. Betty Bears work the perimeter. Down drive into the lane. No room. Kicks out on top. Little head shake. Won't lose the defender. Cut to the right side. The dish back out to the baseline. The 14-foot runner up and no good. Langley rebounds it down. Here comes Clara. Clara has him knocked away from behind. Picked back up by Oskaloosa. And then Clara, unable to stop, her inertia carries her into the Oskaloosa player. And it'll be a foul on Clara Johnson, her third. And we're going to have free throw shot. Stop the game, guys. We got to go down to take free throws. See, the officials still, and here we are in mid-December, still learning the new 5 fouls per quarter rule. And Oskaloosa will be coming to the free throw line on the other end of the floor. That is over the limit for JC, and Oskaloosa has only committed 2 third-quarter fouls, and that is a big, big deal. Coming to the line is going to be Hallie Wright. She's 1 of 2 at the line tonight. That one won't go. She's got 6 points. Looking for number 7. 2:23 to go in the third. Still 37-29. Taking her time. Hallie eyes it, and that one's nicely done. 37-30. .223 to go. Third quarter, and the JCN outlet pass is too long and out of reach. Coach Knowles on his feet telling his team, just relax, calm down, and it'll be fine as Oskaloosa puts it in play right in front of the Lady Charger bench. Oski over to the right side. Thinks about going on top, and the defense flashes out there very quickly. Now the drive to the right side, the shot from 12, off the window, no good. Rebound tipped out and rolling around on the floor. Players hit the deck after the basketball. Jump ball called. Possession, Jeff North. We're down to 2:04 to go in the third quarter. So Lady Chargers will be putting in play and doing the inbound work for Jeff North. It's going to be Carly Porter. Oskaloosa applying pressure all the way up the floor. Watching the ball as she dribbles it up the court. It's going to be Taylor. Trick will dash it over to the left side. Now, reaching in, it's going to be stolen and perhaps a foul on Emma. Vogel reached in to tie the ball up and then apparently got a little more than just the basketball, getting a bit of the arm, picks up her second foul of the game. We're going to get a JCN timeout. Yes, we are. Joseph, our first break of the second half. It comes here with 2:04 to go in the third quarter in Winchester. JCN Lady Chargers 37, Oskaloosa 30.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here in Winchester, happy to have you along. We've got 2:04 to go in the third quarter of the girls' game, and the guys' game still on tap, so don't go away. Plenty of high school hoops for you to enjoy on your favorite place to go for that. KAIRFM Horton Atchison, you know the place on the dial. It'll be JC and putting it to play at their offensive end. They'll bring it into Langley. 15-footer won't go, and the rebound off a Charger's hand, and it will come in to Oskaloosa. A 1:59 to go in the third quarter. I think that's exactly the shot Coach Noel had in mind on that play. He has that kind of look. You know that look coaches get when it's like, not what I was really counting on there. Jason retreats into its 2-3 zone. It has been good for them tonight. The drive all the way across the baseline and on the reverse layup. A Jeff North player reaches in to deflect the basketball and will pick up a foul in the process. The call is going to be against Taylor And Taylor Strickland have her third foul. So three JCM players now with three fouls each. Bears at the line, and it's up and good. One more shot coming up for Michaela Boyd. Michaela's been outstanding at the free throw line. 6 of her 9 points have come from there. She hit a three-point shot as well. This free throw is in and out, won't drop. Rebound tipped out. Emily Langley will sweep it away. 37-31. With a minute 37 to go in the third quarter, JCM with the ball and a half-dozen-point lead. Now it's on the floor and taken away by Oskaloosa. Now, reaching back in late, Quinn Blattner is able to tie it up. Jump ball. It'll belong to the Bears. Lexi Bradshaw will do the inbound work for head coach Kevin Lane. And up court with the basketball, Oskaloosa around to the left side is going to be Michaela. Boyd lofts it out on top to right. Hand it between the circles. Lexi Bradshaw. They try to pass into those batter free, but Oskaloosa is able to save it. They'll go for the three. Off the rim twice. Won't drop. Rebound. Loose on the floor. Goes out of bounds. And Christian says it is Oskaloosa basketball. Abby Laird will return to the floor for Jefferson County North. And she's going to be in there to spell Riley Thompson. She checks out with those three fouls. Minute 6 to go in the third. Still only a 6-point lead for JCN, 37-31. Here's a three left side. Won't drop. Rebound. Back again to Oski. Into the lane. The shot. Got it. Drive it across. A nice shot by Hallie Wright. She's having a nice third quarter. And it's 37-33. JCN's lead trimmed to 4. 45 seconds to go in the third. Lady Chargers will get it into the forecourt. Skip pass across the baseline where the 14-foot jump shot left side is in. And Karina Johnson picks up her first point of the game, 39-33. Baseline right, falling away. The shot misses. Rebound. Cleared away. Lady Chargers are going to pull it free. Into the forecourt with it, and down the left side is going to come Karina. So keeper dribble the line, works it over to the right side, deep into the corner where the long two is shot and hit. Deep in the right side. How about that for Carly Porter? 41-33. In the last 10 seconds of the third, three-point shot, up and short, and that will end quarter number three. We'll be back in Oskaloosa, going to the fourth in the girls' game. It is the Lady Chargers, 41, Lady Bears, 33.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Thrilled to have you along with us here for High School Hoops on a Friday night on Care Radio, mid-December. 10 days to Christmas, hard to believe, huh? Beautiful evening outside, a little rainy, not too cold for this time of the year, and the crowd reflects that as they have turned out in great numbers tonight, taking advantage of a great evening to travel, and they've come to see a couple of what promised to be entertaining games. The ladies' game has been a good one. It's right now 41-33, JCN in front. Oskaloosa led in scoring by the trio of Hallie Wright, Michaela Boyd, and Lex Massell, each with 9 and 6 for Emma Vogel. For JCN, Emily Langley continues to lead the way with 19 points, 8 apiece, Clara Johnson and Taylor Schritt. We go to the fourth quarter, and Oskaloosa has Lex Massell back in the game. Lex is out there with 4 fouls, and she will come up with a steal on the very first play. Oskaloosa, back up court with a basketball. 15 seconds into the fourth quarter. Oskaloosa began the second half, the third quarter, with long-range shooting. They were trying to open up that JCN defense a little bit. And here's a quick shot up again in the early part of the fourth quarter. It will miss, and Abby Laird clears the board down, gets it to Clara Johnson. Clara into the forecourt. Lady Chargers in control of the basketball, leading it by 8. 7:20 to go. The pass in the middle is going to be stolen away. Here comes Michaela. Boyd, right side, coast to coast, running layup. No, but a JC and foul is going to put her at the line. Officials coming over to the scorer's table to let us know the whistle is going to be on Clara, and she will be the first lady charger to pick up a fourth foul. And she will have the first foul of the fourth quarter for either team. The knee bend, the free throw, it's good. Michaela Boyd has been fantastic tonight, especially at the free throw line. She is the first Husky player to get the double-figure scoring. That is her 10th. It is 41-34. Second free throw, rims in and out, won't drop. The rebound swept away by Abby Laird. Just over 7 minutes to go in the game. JC with the basketball leading at 41-34. The pass in the middle. Looking for Abby, but I don't think she saw it coming by the time she realized the pass was headed her way. It had gotten beyond her reach. And Oskaloosa will have it back in from the backcourt. 7 minutes to go in the game. This one can still belong to anyone. Oskaloosa works at the outside. JC in that 2-3 zone. Laird taking the five. And the cross court pass is stolen. Riley Thompson takes it away, drives to the other end of the floor, goes all the way in, puts up a shot that doesn't go down, and a rebound, Michaela. Wood will have it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. It'll be Oskaloosa basketball. Good quick hands by Carly Porter for JCN to reach in on the defense. Carly has stepped in to spell Clara Johnson, who picked up that early fourth foul here in the fourth quarter. Oskaloosa will go to the right block, feet in the middle, trapped down the baseline. They'll get it away. The falling away shot from the left side is no good. Offensive board hits the bottom of the rim, and a couple of free throws coming up for Oskaloosa. They'll say that ball hits the bottom of the backboard because of a little contact inside. And now it is the fourth foul for Riley Thompson. And suddenly, the worm has kind of turned with regard to the foul problems. Oskaloosa was the only player with four a moment ago. Now, JCN has two players with four fouls apiece. Riley Thompson and Clara Johnson, both of whom are now out of the game. And to replace them, Karina Johnson and Carly Porter. First free throw, no. Second free throw, no. And rebound, JC in. So Emma Vova unable to capitalize on a couple of free throw opportunities. She is 2 of 6 at the line tonight. The Jefferson County North back up court with the basketball and 6:15 to go, and then they'll turn it over on Josh. Just a brief mishandle of the basketball up between the circles. It'll belong again to the Lady Bears, and Oskaloosa in those traveling blue uniforms. Bring it up the court, going from right to left here in the fourth. Way out top side, skip pass over to the right. They have a hard time getting it in the middle. They went to Massal. Oh, that was a nice pass by Massal, and the follow shot is up and in by Emma Vogel. Give Lex an assist on that one. And JCN will come into the forecourt, bumped out of bounds. Coach Knoll says there was a foul on that contact, but the official says, no, she just stepped on the sideline. And Jefferson County North, once again, is going to turn it over, leading it down only 41-36. We're at 5:45 to go in the game. Clara Johnson set to come back in. JC nearly steals it, but Oskaloosa rescues it back. The 12-foot shot is up and no. Offensive follow-up is going to be up and yes. And Emma Vogel with two more. She's got 10. And we've got a ball game. Chargers with a basketball leading at 5-3. It is a one-possession game. And JC takes a timeout at midcourt. Joseph, we're taking a break. We've got a fantastic finish in store in this girls' game. 5:27 to play. It is JCN 41, Oskaloosa 38.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A great crowd on hand tonight, being entertained by a thrilling game that's going to come right down to the wire. We're down to 5:27 to play in the ladies' game. It is a 41-38 lead for Jefferson County North. They've led almost the entire night. They trailed 2-0, then took a lead, relinquished that lead for just about a minute and a quarter in the middle of the second quarter, pushed right back in front. They've been up by as many as 10, but now it is a one-possession lead for the Lady Chargers, who have control of the basketball. The feed down to the back door, where the shot is up and good from the baseline left. That was a nice clutch shot by Karina Johnson, and she's got four. 43-38 JCN, and Oskaloosa, an errant throw over to the right wing, goes out of bounds. Jeff North will have it back in. Lady Chargers have all five players in the backcourt, having a little difficulty with the full court pressure. Now you've got Clara coming up the floor. She'll have the ball knocked out of her hands. It's on the floor. Picked up Oskaloosa. Jailbreak layup. Another bucket for Emma Vogel. And we'll have an Oski timeout. Taking a break with the Bears. 4:52 to go still. A one-possession game. Jeff North 43, Oskaloosa 40.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Edge of their seat with this one, is this game coming right down to the wire. Talking to fans from both sides of the court, each one coming in with some trepidations, but each one with optimism as well, knowing it was going to be tough, thinking they could win. And right now, everybody's right. 4:52 to go in the game, 43-40. Lady Chargers with the basketball into the forecourt, now trapped on the sideline. They'll get the ball away to Clara. She'll skip it over to the left side. We're all alone. That is going to be the easy bucket of the night for Emily Langley. She's a beyond 20 points now with 21. 45-40 JCN. Diving in, little bunny hop shot is up. No, Masal follows it home. Lex Masal with the bucket. And now these two teams in the real crunch part of that game. Crunch time going to their big-time players, their five. Here's the up-court pass. It's going to be stolen by Masal. Here comes the skip pass, left side shot up. No, and a foul by Abby. Laird will pick up her third foul of the game. JCN's third foul of the fourth quarter. Oskaloosa has not committed a fourth quarter foul, and free throws down the stretch are going to be huge. 4:08 still to play. Three-point game. First free throw. There it is. One more shot coming up for Michaela Boyd. Michaela has had a ton of free throws tonight. That was her 11th, and this is her 12th free throw of the night. She'll hit these two, and it is now 45-44 JCN. And we've got 4:05 and now 4 minutes to go. Full court pressure. Chargers in trouble. Get into the forecourt. Just in the nick of time. And Masal with another steal. Here comes Oskaloosa. A chance in the lead. And they're going to throw it away on the outlet pass down the floor. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the game. 45-44. JCN in front. Oskaloosa will bring a freshman, Jim Sutherly, out of the game. She did a great job in there. Here come the Chargers up the court. Clara drives in and coming up to commit the steal. Emma Vogel's going to be whistled for the foul. It is going to be her third, and it'll be the first fourth quarter foul for the Lady Bears. In it comes to Langley. That is money. Emily Langley. No one got in front of her as the ball came into the baseline. They just almost handed it to her. She goes up with a shot, but by the time the defender realized what had happened, the bucket was good, and Mackenna Boyd comes over and picks up her fourth foul. So the bucket for Langley and an opportunity at a conventional three. Emily sends it in. 48-44. 3:40 to go in the game. Oskaloosa dishes it over to the left side. That is going to be Mackenna Boyd. Now from the right, the rainbow shot is up. High off the rim, no rebound. Langley. Oskaloosa had kept Emily Langley largely out of the game in the third quarter, but now she's coming up big in the late going here tonight. 48-44, Jeff North, 3:20 to go and rolling. Charges with the basketball up for a skip pass down to the baseline. The freshman drives in, gets double teamed. And now, as she's bumped down there, she will step out of bounds. Back it will come to Oskaloosa, and the Bears continue to battle right down to the end with 3:15 to go. They've got the ball trailing by four. Long pass deep into the left corner. Handled over there by Mackenna Boyd. Back out to the right. The two-pointer knocks it in. First points of the game by Paris. And it's 48-46. 3 minutes to go. Chargers again fighting the full court pressure. Make it into the forecourt. And now it's stolen. Here comes Oskaloosa. The shot for the tie. Off the window and missing. Offensive rebound. Blocked to the floor. And are they going to call Laird for a foul? They are. Wow. Laird had gotten what looked like on top of the ball and had driven the ball and Emma Vogel both to the floor. They are going to call Abby for her fourth foul. And now Riley Thompson, Clara Johnson, and Abby Laird, four fouls each for JCN. Oskaloosa, Mackenna Boyd, and Lex Masal with four fouls each. The ball coming in for Oskaloosa at the baseline. They trail by two. The baseline three for the lead. Too strong. Rebound, tip down, pull down. Clara Johnson, she's foot raced into the other end. Left hand layup, too strong. Offensive rebound and a foul. It's going to be on Paris, and Marshall will have her third foul of the game. It'll be Oskaloosa, team foul three here in the fourth quarter. However, it was a shooting violation, and Riley Thompson, who has not scored yet tonight, comes to the line. The first one is up and good. That's not Riley. Let me fix that. That's going to be Taylor. Taylor Schrick at the line hits it. Taylor has nine, and the Chargers go up three. 2:36 to go. JCN in front, 49-46. Gets really quiet. Second free throw. No. Rebound. Bears are going to save it. 49-46. Jeff North with 2.5 to play. Here's Hallie Wright to Masal from just inside the 15. Rims out. No. Rebound. Laird. And Laird comes down with the ball. The defender is on her. Laird just kind of shook her. And which way is this foul going to go? Chris is walking over. Foul is going to be on Abby. And that will be her fifth. So Laird is going to foul out of the ball game with 2:23 to play. And it is team foul five. So there will be a couple of free throws for Oskaloosa. Coming to the line, Emma Vogel. Vogel seems a little shaken up as she went to the floor. Now the officials are having a conversation, two of them beneath the goal. Now we're going to get an official coming over, back over to the scorer's table, and he's going to talk to the coaches. First talking to Coach Lane, now I'm talking to Coach Noel. And the official thing is that she reached out and kind of threw her to the ground. That is a bang, bang, tough call. Did she push her to the ground? Was she just twisting and trying to free herself from the defender who is in there with her hands holding onto the ball? It is a tough judgment call by the officials. And now two other officials are talking about it. And one of the original students, and we're talking to the coaches. And are we going to stop play for a minute? Yeah, we're going to get a timeout. They're going to hash this out a little bit more. Joseph, we're going to take a break. A little controversy here late in the ballgame, and it's a close one. Taking a break at 2:23 to go in the contest. It is Jefferson County North Lady Chargers 49, Oskaloosa 46.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da! A second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some feast? Give fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season only at Taco John's.
As we return to the Winchester, the ball's going to be put in play by Oskaloosa at their offensive baseline. It comes into Masal. Her shot's blocked and a rebound taken away by J.C. Inns. Here come the Chargers. Down the court, 3-on-3 break. Bounce pass right side, long two, up short. Rebound, pulled down, off the window, and good! Emily Langley with two more. It is 51-46. Here's a three from the left. Up and short, follow shot, up and short, rebound, Clara. And we have a foul under the goal. Let's see which way this one's going. We have a foul against Oskaloosa. It is going to be on Paris Marsh. It'll be her fourth. So each team has three players with foul trouble. Well, JCN has only two with four fouls now because Heavy Larry is fouled out. Oskaloosa has three on the floor with four fouls apiece. Chargers having trouble getting the ball up the floor, and they're going to throw it away. With a minute 50 to go with the five-point game, Oskaloosa trails, but they've got the ball in play. In the fourth quarter, here they come. Allie Wright with the ball. Allie works between the circles, looks inside against the 2-3 zone. The left side turnaround shot, no good. Rebound. Two players get their arms locked up. They both tumble to the floor. And what is the call going to be? I guess they're going to call it a jump ball in possession to Oskaloosa. Each player had gone up, arms straight out. Then they got their arms entwined, and both just toppled to the floor. They'll call a jump ball. Oskaloosa has it in. And now we're going to get a traveling violation on the Bears. A minute 33 to play. J.C. and putting it to play in the backcourt. And they're going to take a timeout to set the course for the last 93 seconds. Time out of the floor with a minute 33 to go. It remains JCN, 51, Lady Bears, 46.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Faculty here in Winchester, Kansas. You got to understand, this Jefferson County North team played last night up in Troy. Both the boys and girls. So they are playing back-to-back nights. That is always a little challenging. But right now, they're in a battle, leading it by 5, 51-46. The ball coming and playing for Janisian in the backcourt. They will bring it into Langley, who hands it directly back to Hallie Wright. Hand it right back to Karina. Karina to Clara. Clara goes left side. Karina. Now JC is going to run time. The ball out on top, and we're going to get an Oski foul. I think it's on 14. We'll wait for the official. He's looking. 1-4. There you go. It'll be now foul number 4 by Emma Vogel. Harris Marsh with 4. Michaela Boyd with 4. Emma Vogel 4. Lex Mistel with 4. So four of the Oskaloosa five on the floor have four fouls apiece. No one is fouled out. Coming to the free throw line, it'll be JCN at 7 up there, the freshman, Karina Johnson for 2. Both teams are in the bonus. The free throw, no. For the Chargers, Abby Laird has fouled out of the game. Riley Thompson fouls. Taylor Schrick with 3. Karina Johnson at the line. One more free throw for the freshman. On its way. Gets it. 52-46. Still a two-possession game for the minute 16 to play. Topside with it. The long, long 3. Wide right. Rebound. Out of play. It's going to be off. Jefferson County North. They'll say when Blattner touches it last. And Oskaloosa with 1:08 to go. Still a lot of time in the basketball game. We'll bring it in. The cell will take it left side. They'll dish it to the corner. Back underneath the Lex, who will twist, turn, shoot, miss it, rebound. JCN. The board pulled down by Emily Langley. Chargers up the floor. They'll run a little time. 53, 52, down to 50 seconds to go. Back it comes to Karina. You can hear Coach Lane on his feet over here. I think he wants his team to trap or to foul, and now there's going to come the foul, and it will put Clara on the line. The foul committed by Paris Marsh. She walks straight over to the sideline knowing that she has picked up her 5th. So she will be the first Oskaloosa player to foul out, but she has done it with only 37 seconds to go. JCN whittled about 20 seconds off the clock. The free throw, in and out, no. Clara Johnson, her first free throw of the night. She's got 8 points. Excuse me, that is not her first free throw. She had 2 in the opening quarter. She's got 8 points tonight. Second free throw, won't go either. Rebound, Langley follows it, no. Knocked to the floor, no foul called. Here comes Oskaloosa. Flying down the floor is going to be Vogel. Dumps it over to the right side. Baseline runner, nope, and a traveling call. Literally, a baseline runner for Oskaloosa. She was driving in. I thought she'd gotten it out of her hand quickly enough. Apparently, she does not. JC and taking a timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break with 1/2 minute to go in the game. It is Jeff North, 52, Oskaloosa, 46.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Been everything it was built to be. It has been close. It's coming right down to the wire. We're down to the last 1/2 minute to go. 52-46. Jefferson County North, who's enjoyed a lead for the lion's share of the game. I mean, almost the entire game, and yet they have never been able to get out of reach of Oskaloosa. The Bears have been able to stay close and be within range. And for the 1/2 minute to go, this thing is still not decided. Chargers will have it in from deep in the backcourt, and we're going to get a foul, and that's going to be the blast for Lex Masal. Lex will pick up her 4th, and she will foul out here with 28 seconds to go. Ended the night with 11 points, and putting again at the free throw line for JC and Clara Johnson. Clara, a good shooter, but has struggled tonight. She is 0-4 at the free throw line. One free throw here would make it a 3-possession game. This one, in and out, no, one more shot. Another look at it for the JCN senior, Clara Johnson. This one, yes. So Clara knocks that one down, making it now 53-46, and we're at 25 seconds left. Oskaloosa will step inside, bring it on top. They've got no time to be looking for a shot. They got to get this thing up. Here goes the 3. Airborne, nope. Rebound, pull down Langley. Doubled up in the backcourt, tripled up in the backcourt. As it's ripped away from her, the foul gets called, and we're at 9 seconds. Oskaloosa, valiant battle back in this game. That is going to be the 5th foul of the night for Emma Vogel. he will foul out here with 9 seconds to go. End the game with a dozen. And Oskaloosa has had three players foul out in the last 30 seconds. Right all the way to the end of the game. And they have run this thing down tight, 53-46. Free throw is up, and another one is good for Emily Langley. Emily missed a free throw at the start of the game and has gotten hot since at the free throw line. That one is up and good. It is now 55-46. The feed left. The three is up. Short rebound Chargers. Final score tonight in the girls' game. It was an exciting one from start to finish. Jefferson County North, 55. Oskaloosa, 46. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Coming up right after this.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Tremendous ladies game we just enjoyed here in Winchester, Kansas, but it was Jefferson County North hanging on to win. Anyway, fighting off a tremendous Oskaloosa comeback late in the ball game. 55-46, your final score. Recap of the scoring here tonight, Michaela and Emma Vogel led the way for Oskaloosa with a dozen apiece. Flex Mistel right on their heels with 11. It was 9-9 for Hallie Wright and Paris Marsh with 2 for the Lady Bears. For Jefferson County North, Emily Langley. 10 in the opening quarter, 15 at halftime, on her way to a game-high 27 points. Emily Langley, your Union State Bank player of the game here tonight. Tremendous night for her. Right behind her, it was Clara Johnson and Taylor Schrick, 9 apiece, 5 for Karina Johnson and Carly Porter for JCN with 4. Oskaloosa now 3-2 and 2-2 in the conference. JCN now 3-2 and 3-1 in the NEKL. We're going to take a little bit of a breather. We'll be back very shortly. The guys' teams are out of the court warming up, and we will have boys basketball here on CARE Radio very, very soon. But get a final score in the ladies' game. Jefferson County North 55, Oskaloosa 46. Don't go away. We'll be back with the guys. But right now, we're back to the CARE Sports Studio. Joseph is there. He's going to take some great care of you.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.